Today's Best Country, it's KX104, and pleased to be joined with a special guest this morning. We have a 2B Stapleton senior, Coy Johnston, with us. Coy, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm excellent. Are you still riding a little bit of a high here?
Yeah, it didn't right away after I won the whole deal. It didn't really hit me, but it kind of settled in, and so... Feels good.
let's mention what you won, because you competed at the National High School Finals Rodeo in Wyoming, right?
Yep.
This past week in Gillette, and you came home as a world champion.
Yep.
And in what event?
Steer wrestling.
Steer wrestling. Going in, realistically, where did you think you were going to be?
Well, the plan always going in there is to win it, and I knew I've been bulldogging pretty good lately. I knew I had a chance at it. I just knew I had to draw good, so.
And do you go in, because it's obviously all based on time, so do you have an idea of where your time sits with other people or what you think you can do, or is it truly just depending on the draw?
Well, like, a lot of it's the draw, too, but you just got to try to bulldog your best and... But drawing a good steer and a bad steer, there's a big difference, because a good time at a big rodeo like that's in the 4 range.
Mm-hmm.
And like if you drew a bad steer, it'll take you to 6 or 7, and that isn't going to win anything
right there. Talking with Coy Johnston, he'll be a senior at Stapleton. Recently, just this last week, won as a world champion at the high school finals rodeo in Gillette, Wyoming. So you mentioned 4, so you get done, you look up, you see the time, what was it?
Well, I ran 3 different steers.
Right.
The first one was a 4.14, second was 4.86, and I think the last one was 4.79.
So the first one,
yep,
in that moment, when you see 4.14, do you think, I got it? Or is it a waiting game? I mean, I'm sure it is a waiting game unless you're last.
Yeah.
But is that a score good enough in your mind that you're like, I think I got this?
Well, I knew I'd probably place top 10 at least in the round, and because I was the very first guy out in the whole rodeo. So
you ruined it for everybody else. They're ticked off because the first score comes across as that.
Yeah, but then it's pretty much you just kind of wait and watch till. The last guy goes in that round.
Is that the best time you've had?
No, it's the high school state finals at Hastings. I was 3.96.
All right, well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Coy Johnston, so then you get to the end. I mean, you're waiting and you're rooting against everybody, I'm sure, in your mind.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, you probably don't vocalize it, but...
Yeah, except for the Nebraska kids. I wouldn't have been mad about them jumping ahead of me, but...
But
in your mind, you're hoping that you win it.
Right. 4.14 brings it home. And then at that point, tell me about what you get to do as the world champion. And I mean, I noticed you were up on a UTV riding around. I mean, I assume you get some sort of fanfare.
Yeah, right after my last run, they were like coming and getting me right away. And I was giving everybody high fives and stuff. And they're like, you got to jump in the back of this UTV and they made like a hot lap around the arena, and then right after that they took me to get interviews, so it's kind of go right after. But
so you don't really probably get to celebrate it too much until, and I would guess maybe it hit you when you got home.
Yeah, that's the first thing I did when I got home was get interviewed, so, but it was fun.
And Stapleton, I'm sure, welcomed you.
Yep, when we got home, the sheriff was north of town, and we went by him, and he like pulled us over, like he was gonna pull us over. And Dad was mad.
Dad is mad in that moment.
Yeah, he pulls up next to us, and he said, "Follow me." And then we drove in a little farther, and there was a bunch of fire trucks and stuff, and people were just lined along the streets. It was pretty cool.
Was Dad speeding? Could he have been pulled over?
He might have been. And we were about out of diesel fuel.
So you're thinking, oh no. Yeah. You're gonna get stuck before you get to town and your big welcome. You're gonna run out of fuel. Coy Johnston with us. He'll be a senior at Stapleton, just won steer wrestling at the National High School Finals Rodeo in Gillette, Wyoming. How long you been rodeoing?
Oh, ever since I can remember. Back junior rodeoing, probably 4 or so.
All right, so now, next rodeo, I mean, how soon is it? When are you getting back up and doing it again?
Fridays. I've entered in one Friday.
There you go. Now, no rest then. Is this something you want to do for your career?
Yeah, I'm going to go to college and everything, but after that I want to make some runs at the NFR.
Very good. I mean, obviously that's the next step, right?
Yep.
I mean, you've already gotten this part. You're a world champion at one level. You might as well be at the next.
Yep.
And why this event? What makes you love doing this?
Well, it's kind of been in our family. It's kind of a tradition. I've uncles on both sides do it. Grandpas do it. So it's just kind of in the family.
What you grew up with and
yep.
Stuck with it. Well, worked out pretty good for you. Coy Johnston here. So a senior at Stapleton. You ready for senior year?
Yeah.
Is that going to go well for you? I mean, what do you participate in at Stapleton?
Well, I play football and I'm in FFA.
Keeps you busy. Yep. You guys had a good football year last year. This year, pretty good?
I think it'll go pretty good.
Good. Now, can you use any skills from steer wrestling to football?
Be aggressive.
I mean, it's kind of the same idea. You're tackling in a way, right?
Yep.
And maybe not the same way. It'd be illegal in football, I suppose.
Yeah.
And if you tried the football technique, it wouldn't work on a steer.
No.
Coy Johnston, and do you have any idea where you might want to go to college?
I'm not for sure yet. We're going to go tour some places this fall and get all that sorted out. So
we caught you when you were coming into town. You had an orthodontics appointment. So it's like world champion, come right back down to earth and go to the orthodontist.
Yeah.
Really, mom couldn't get like the week of celebration. It's right back to the orthodontist and real world. But that's, I'm sure, how you like it.
I guess.
That's right. All right. Well, best of luck. Where are you participating this Friday?
Thedford, Nebraska.
That's not too far, though.
So it's pretty close.
Yeah. You got quite a few yet before football season starts?
Oh, I got a few amateur rodeos, and then we start high school rodeoing again in like 3 weeks.
So, yeah, you're going to be busy. Well, congratulations on it. That's awesome. I'm sure Stapleton's awfully proud, and the entire area should be. Coy Johnston. And you had some Nebraska buddies who I know did fairly well.
Yep. Yeah, my good buddy Tayden Gorsuch, he made the short round. He was coming back 6. He didn't have any luck in the short round, but he did good too for his first time being there.
Very good, very good. Well, congratulations on becoming a world champion, and best of luck your senior year and beyond, all right?
Thank you.
Coy Johnston, a senior at Stapleton High School this coming year, and the world champion in steer wrestling at the National High School Rodeo in Wyoming this past week.